LM. The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we are here. We've got an awesome show. We've got some special guests with us. We've got Gene Berman and Kirk Felici, the guys that run Marcus & Millichap in our market. Gene's one of my oldest and dearest friends in real estate. We've got Sandy Abbott, who's the person that makes sure you find out what I'm going to be talking about on my show. Sandy runs our Constant Contact Outreach program through marketing. But the special guest is Ken Rosen. And if you've been in South Miami and you've seen the Kendar building, well, that's Ken. If you are CCIM, you can thank Ken. If you're in commercial real estate in Miami, you can thank Ken. And Ken's got a book out. He's going to teach the next generation about commercial real estate. And if you stick with us, you might just learn something. So I'm going to toss it to Wanda, but stick with us because we're going to have a great show where you're going to learn stuff today that you can put to work tomorrow to make your life better. Wanda, take it away. Ready. And you know, when you're ready and you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Turn it up and rock me, Wanda.
Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right, everybody. It's time for me to talk about what I do in my spare time. Actually, it's what I do all the time. And what do I do all the time? I work with Spectrum Mortgage, and what do? We make sure that you and your clients can get financed. Do you need to close by year end? Hey, I can make that happen. Condo, done deal. Condo hotel, I can finance those too. Are you a non-resident foreign alien? Brazilian, Colombia? Hey, I even had a call from Lebanon. That's right, I'm going to get a guy from Lebanon finance. Nigeria, Kazakhstan, Switzerland. That's right, all real calls from real people, and I can help them all. Argentina, Venezuela, Canada, Russia, UK, Europe. Hey, maybe you're an American. I can help you too. Hey, if you had a short sale, you may think you're financeable. Call me. We'll tell you what you can and can't do. Private loans. Hey, I just refinanced a deal that a bank had, and the guy's equity partner needed his money back. We came in. We helped him get the deal done. We're going to move it on along, and then he's going to get a perm. Hi. Home loans, I can help you get a home loan. You think you're perfect, but your wife or somebody else may have hidden the credit card statement. Maybe your credit took a dip. You may not be such a financeable person. Call me. How do you reach me? You call 305 773-6300. And I know that there are many Jets fans that listen. So I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to go real slow. You can reach me at 305-773-6300. Why? Because we're one of the oldest private lenders in Florida. If you need to close by year end, or you're a realtor and you don't know how to get your client financed, call me at 305-773-6300. Because when you call me, it's all about you.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
I can only say that this is about to be awesome. We're here with Ken Rose, and he's the president of Kendar Real Estate. Is that what you call it, Ken?
Yes.
All right. And Ken's an author. He's Britt Rosen's father. In fact, he's six other people's father, too, from what I understand. But what he's really the father of is the CCIMs here in South Florida. Ken, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's my absolute pleasure. We're going to have you interviewed by a couple other guys here later that know a lot more about real estate than I do. But first, I want to ask you, what prompted you to get involved with the CCIMs?
Well, back when I got the CCIM, I was using a Sears calculator. And, you know, that goes back.
The one that goes like this, right?
You bought it in Sears Roebuck for $25. That was in around 1972, way, way back.
I was
one of the first CCIM.
Yeah, okay.
So I took the course figuring I wanted to really improve my education. And computers hadn't really come out very much at that point, but they were in the works.
They were big and clunky.
Yeah, right. And I took the course. It was the greatest course I've ever taken. I'll never forget, but one of my instructors got up and made a statement that I'll never forget. He says, you can pay any price for a property if you can dictate the terms. So...
there's like silence in here from this guy. I mean, my God, this is like great. Keep going.
Yeah.
Get my PhD.
And, you know, I thought about that, and it helped me with seller financing and different type of financing. But when I came out, I was using an HP calculator, and I was so proud of myself that I could actually use.
Oh, see, now I hit him in the nose, but now we can see your face.
That I could actually use a calculator. That was pretty sophisticated. And I said, gee, what a difference. And when I sat for the exam, you had to write three demonstration reports. You had to take four courses. Rough. This was not easy stuff. And when I passed in New Orleans, Louisiana, I sat for the final exam. I was so proud. I couldn't wait to put on my red button.
Oh, that's
my
great.
Red pin,
oh,
CCIM.
God bless you.
I was so proud of it, and I've been proud of it ever since.
That's absolutely amazing. And today, Britt's the president. Your son's the president
that's
of the local
true.
CCIM chapter.
Yes, he is.
Now, you've got a book that's coming out. It's actually a revision of a book that you wrote before. Why don't you tell me what the theme is of the book?
The theme of the book basically is investing in income properties. The subtitle, which is very, very important, is the... Big Six formula for achieving wealth in real estate. It's a formula I developed many years ago when they asked me to speak at one of the Real Estate Association meetings on income properties. I said, sure. And then I sat down. I said, what am I going to say? How do I do this?
You do it like you're doing today. You wing it.
And what I did, I went through six items, the formula came to me.
It's your checklist.
And it's a formula.
It's your checklist.
It's my checklist. They got to be there. All six got to be there.
What are the six?
All right. First is location.
Okay.
You don't have a location, you don't have any.
Well, hold it. But are the first three location?
Oh, no, there's four. There's four.
Okay.
Location, location, location. And most important about all, location.
I wanted to make sure that we were right on point about what the... Okay,
right.
So number one, two, number one, 1A, 1B, 1C, 1D, and probably 1E is location. Oh, he fell out. Sandy, help him plug in.
Okay, location. Now, these have to be in order.
If they're not in order...
You get screwed up. The second one is quality built, efficiently designed.
So I found the location.
You got the location now. Okay?
Now I'm checking out the real estate.
Now you're looking at an income-producing property. You're looking at an apartment building, an office building. It could be just an income-producing, could be a small bay warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Well, small bay warehouse is a little different. Let's talk about apartment buildings and office buildings.
We'll leave the exceptions for your next appearance.
Yeah, there are exceptions.
Okay.
Okay, so B, the second one is what I just said. It's got to be quality built, efficiently designed. If it doesn't have enough parking, and it's a cheaply built building, you're not going to go any further. You stop.
What's third?
Number three is a tenant profile. Have these tenants been in this building a long period of time? Are they professional? Are they good tenants? Are they happy? Is one tenant on a 20,000 square foot building occupying 10,000 feet? Or do you have 21,000 square foot? Because if one tenant moves out with half the building, you're half vacant. The fourth one is upside.
Upside, that's my favorite
upside,
word. You're talking
you've
dirty.
Got to have
you're talking
it.
Now, dirty.
What I'd love to come across is an owner who's had the first four of the big six.
He has the first four checks.
He's got the first four. Now he's owned a building for 40 years, but it's a beauty. And the rents are under market. Why? Because instead of getting, let's say, $30 a square foot, which is the current, he's getting 23 and he's happy with it. Because
that's a lot of money compared to what he thought.
That's right. 40 years ago. I mean, come on. He doesn't want to raise the tenants up too much anyway.
But yeah, they're all his friends.
You got it.
Oh,
you
I love it. Give me one of these.
So here you go.
Oi!
So you come in and you raise the rents now to 26 or 27. Do you know what that means on the cash flow?
Then with today's compressed cap rates.
Right. And then you hit the next one, financing.
Okay. That's my specialty.
You get the best financing that I can remember ever.
Yeah, you called
ever,
me. No.
Ever in the history of the country. A friend of mine, Tony DeRosa, just got a mortgage at 3.5% from an insurance company for 20 years.
I love Tony. I've known him. West Vest, Tony's partner. I love them.
Tony's the greatest.
I love him.
So there's money out there.
Tony listens. He sometimes gives me the high five on the thing. He does. He's watching now. Tony, are you listening? Give me the thing.
I hope you're listening, Tony.
Okay. Anyway, so I'm on five. I've got five of the six checked. But if I don't have number six, it's not a buy, right?
I want to tell you something.
Give it to me, Ken.
If you have number five, if you have the five, then six is not as important as you think. It is important. It is important, but not as important as you think. If you can buy at a reasonable rate of return, I won't use a fancy term like cap rate, but if you can buy it at 5% or 6% return and have the upside there, the key is usually to find an owner who's had a building, he or she or both, for a long period of time, because then the rents aren't up to have so far. Get the right price. It doesn't have to be a steal.
Fair price for everybody. You got to leave something for everybody.
If you have those first five and you're paying market value, I will tell you, I never use the word guarantee. I hate it, but I will use it. I guarantee that you will have a successful investment and there'll be appreciation, increase in value. And you don't have to be a real estate professional. You can start with $50,000. You can go to a top broker, CCIM.
Maybe somebody that works for Marcus and Millichap.
Right.
Maybe like Alex.
Absolutely.
Alex has
like
been on
Alex,
the show.
Absolutely.
We love Alex.
Yes. Alex and Marcus and Millichap is a great firm. They sold my Kendar building 3 years ago.
Tell me the story behind the Kendar name, the Kendar building.
Well,
tell me that.
The Kendar name is my name, Ken, and then DA is David, and so that's Kendar, and then R is for Rosen. So that's how Kendar came about.
Okay.
That's how it came about.
That was a heck of a building. Did you build that building?
No, I didn't. I bought it for $3.5 million.
What'd you sell it for? Or rather, what did Marcus and Millichap sell it for?
$10.3 million.
Well, I think we can stop right there. Ken knows what he's doing. We'll have Marcus and Millichap on right after this to talk about how to get you a 300% return on your... Wanda, how much more time do I have in the segment?
As long as you like, but a minute will be good.
Okay, probably a minute to keep form. So, Ken, I want to go back for a minute to the CCIMs. Then we're going to go for a quick break. Then we're going to have the guys from Marcus and Millichap on. They're going to talk a little bit about Marcus and Millichap. Then we're going to talk to you about some questions, too.
Can I say one thing about CCIM?
Sure, I want you to.
I went up to Asheville, North Carolina. I usually don't invest out of town, except maybe on large acreage tracts.
Right.
It's our beautiful acreage tracts on a river with a mile of paved road frontage, and I put a $5,000 deposit on it because I liked it, but I didn't know what I was doing. I have no idea.
Wait, you said liked and yet you didn't know what you were doing. Those are two negatives on your list. Those are eight and nine.
What did I say?
You said you liked it and you didn't know what you were doing.
No, I fell in love with it.
That's what I meant.
I fell in love with it, but I had no idea the value. So I figured, well, a CCIM in Asheville, I'd look it up. I see a name by the name of Stan Greenberg, CCIM. I called Stan up. He used to live on Miami Beach. He was a tax lawyer. would you come over? This was a Sunday. He drove all the way over. My wife and I were staying in a motel. He looked at it. He became my partner. We paid $2,200 an acre. And 3 years later, we sold it for $4,500 an acre. That is how important it is to deal with the CCIM.
I love it. I'm not going, you can't say another word. We're going to end on that. That was just the greatest segment. You were the greatest. You can stick with me and be on with the Marcus guys?
Oh, I'm going to love it.
Oh, this is great. Wanda, make me dance. We'll be right back with great information, great stories, and great fun. Oh my gosh, if you're in traffic, just listen to us. You'll smile.
Down the street, he says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Just a beer belly, beer belly. Get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you.
How old is Paul Simon? He's almost as old as I am, mine. I mean, anyway, hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. You keep bouncing to the music, too. Hey, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage, and you know, that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, where they pick you up and take you somewhere in your own car, and you can call that personal assistant they'll give you for anything, anytime, for 4 years, so join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Rock me, Wanda!
If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. Call me out.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right, hey everybody, it's time for me to talk about Spectrum Mortgage. You go, why do you talk about Spectrum Mortgage all the time? Because it's getting close to year end, and if you need to close by year end, you give me a call. That's right, give me a call if you need to close by year end. We've got private money. We can step up. We can bridge you into next year if you need to, and then you can go get a perm. Hey, if it's a condo, we can help you. If you're not a resident foreign alien, we can help you. Is it a condo hotel? That's right, Ken, I can even finance a condo hotel. Ken's now plotting. He can't believe it. I can do a short sale if you're from overseas. Brazil, Colombia. I told you, I've been doing people, that guy from Lebanon, Nigeria, Kazakhstan, Switzerland. The guy from Switzerland had four properties. Argentina, Venezuela, Canada, Russia, the UK, Europe, everywhere. Even if you're a United States person, hey, maybe you did a short sale. Maybe your income's up and down. Maybe somebody pirated your credit card and was afraid until you had two payments that were overdue. But you're great everywhere else. I can help get you your dream. That's right. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. We're one of Florida's oldest private lenders. We can go up to $15 million. For the Jets fans, I'll do this. Call me at 305-773-6300. I go slow for the Jets fans. But hey, if you're from New York and you talk fast, you can listen fast. 305-773-6300. Good. Cash flowing real estate, I can finance it. Tough to finance real estate, even better. Give me a call, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we got a three-headed shot there because we've got an amazing real estate content cornucopia. I got to just say, we've got Ken Rosen, the oracle of historic real estate, a book writer, the whole thing. He's going to teach you how to make money in real estate. Kurt Felici, practice leader for Marcus here in Dade County. What a business you have built in Dade County, Kurt. And of course, my man, my old and dear friend, Gene Berman. Gene is the guy who Marcus Imhlischap sent on a spaceship to Miami with nothing, nobody. Gene came out here, and everything you see on the eastern seaboard for Marcus Imhlischap, Gene's fingerprints are on. So really, I'm not going to say too much. First, I want to ask Gene to talk a little bit about Marcus, then Kirk to talk a little bit about Marcus, and then we're going to let Ken do the ad for Marcus because we know that's what he's going to do. Gene, so tell me a little bit about Marcus here in town and what you've been up to.
Thank you, Jim. Been with Marcus my whole adult career. I came out here 20 and a half years ago to plant the flag here on the East Coast. There was one other office in Atlanta at the time, and now we're populated not only through Canada, but the Northeast through Boston, through the New York Metro, the Mid-Atlantic.
How many people in the footprint?
In what I was responsible for, there was I oversaw 30 profit and loss statements, 25 managers, and over 600 agents. We did approximately $15 billion in sales per year.
Hold it. I just dropped the mic.
But the biggest claim to fame in growing anything and listening to Ken is certainly need the skills to be able to execute. And one of the things is the first tenet of leadership is to create more leaders. So I took a number of people out of the sales force, put them into management positions, and they thrived. Kirk was the first person who did that.
I remember Kirk. I first met Kirk when he had like a listing on an office building across from Burdine's, I think it was, right?
Yeah.
Look at that. Oh my God, how do I remember
Kirk
that?
Was a very successful agent, believed in our platform. We're a 45-year-old company. There is a George Marcus, there is a Bill Millichap, they're co-founders.
And Harvey? Was there Harvey?
Harvey Green was the president after Bill Millichap, and then John Karen became the president. And now Hassam Naji is the president.
He was like a research guy, right?
He started with Grubb & Ellis several years ago in the old Hal Ellis days. He's doing a fabulous job. We went public in October of 13. So we're celebrating our third anniversary. And one of the things that we have done, a little bit different than the other majors, is we built the business from a private party point of view and grew into institutional business. So the other companies primarily started in the institutional business, leasing, corporate services, financing, and management. And the private party business was secondary to them. So George and Bill founded the company on hiring agents with high integrity, sharing of information, exclusive listings, and one thing led to another, and we've gotten traction in the marketplace. So it's great to see Kirk and others take the ball and grow the company accordingly.
Now, Kirk, since you've been running the company, why don't you give me a little quick overview of where you see the market today?
Today, the market's strong. So with Ken talking about investment real estate, there's the fundamentals that are part of the six that he talked about is, you know, employment's good. Vacancy is as low as it's been. Year over year, rent increases are happening down here in Dade County. Equity is what pulled us out of the recession. So you know the banks are requiring more money down capital, and the return on investments because of the low interest rates are right there. So I think the market is good. It's a normal market. I don't think anything in the horizon is going to curtail investment real estate.
Now, I do want to bring Ken in, and I want Ken to tell the story he told in the last segment because I think it's indicative of what Marcus Imhlischap does for their value proposition. Ken, how did Marcus Imhlischap help you with your disposition of your headquarters building?
Ben Silver, who was the agent, came to me. The building was not on the market.
Right.
We indicated to a few brokers that it could be available.
Okay.
And they brought in a family out of San Salvador.
Okay.
And that family wanted to buy a trophy building for their first investment, in which the Kendall is a trophy building.
Yes.
It's a beautiful building.
Yes.
I look at it as a living organism. It was my partner for 32 years.
I love this guy.
No,
I love him.
It's not concrete block. It's just not concrete block. It was my partner We talked to each other.
I understand.
And
that was number two. After location. That was not, it made the number two.
At any rate, I was really thrilled to see a fine family like that take over the building. The new owner asked me to go to lunch, and we got along great. And they were so proud, and they wanted to keep the name. Everybody said, they're going to keep the name, they're going to keep the name.
That's wonderful.
And they did keep
That's
the
wonderful.
Name. And I drive by it because I bought two buildings to the south of it that I own.
Right.
And when I drive by it every morning, I say, hi, partner, I love you.
Now, to me, the big thing that Marcus and Millichap did, you were in your original basis was like about $3 million. What did they get you as a price?
They got me a good price. It wasn't quite as much as I wanted, but no seller gets exactly the price he wants.
Of course not.
But so
can't make it a perfect deal.
I was kind of complaining, and Ben said to me, Ben Silver, well, I got you $236 a square foot. And you know something? It was a good price. But it was a fair price. The buyer got, listen, that building today, I think I'd buy it back for $1 million more.
Really?
Yeah, I think I would. I'm not sure
That's
I would.
That's great.
Because I, you know, I have
we'll
to,
see if we can make that happen for you.
There you go. I know Alex is already calling him up. I see his phone is ringing. It's Alex.
Right.
That's
I got to watch out what I say.
Nah, don't worry about it. But Kirk, this is your standard type of client. It was what Gene was talking about. It's the private client.
Yeah, 84% of all transactions are the private clients, $1 to $10 million.
And so what you really do is you help families monetize, in many cases, the largest asset in their portfolio.
Absolutely.
Now, Gene, how did you go about building the team, obviously, from the ground up?
I look back, and I had half the amount of energy that you were displaying today.
Man.
And I started out of a hotel room. And instead of, we did something that was contrary to the market, and that is we trained agents from scratch. We did not go and raid any of the other brokerage houses and look to pick people up. Because we believe in exclusive listings, representing sellers in the marketplace, and it's a very abstract sale. Someone can sell it themselves, they can have someone else sell it, they can have a family member sell it. So why are they gonna use Marcus & Millichap? And what you're gonna find is that they're gonna use Marcus & Millichap because we can create a capital event and have out-of-area capital to compete with local market capital to pay more for the real estate.
Well, you see, that's a concept that in today's world is daily. Everybody sells that. We're in Miami, international.
Right.
When you first came to town, you were the only person that was talking about, I'm going to use a fancy word, the disintermediation of the yield. And you had your list of people from California that you brought here that were willing to buy Florida real estate because it was, I got to say it this way, a bargain.
You're very kind. One of the ways we looked at things, especially coming to a new market, is I coined the term having immigrant eyes. Immigrants come to a city like Los Angeles, and they always see the upside. They look out of the front windshield. They don't look out of the rearview mirror. So coming here back 20 years ago, apartment buildings were selling for $20,000, $30,000 a unit. And we were just coming off the RTC FDIC problem, and there were bargains out there. And so we had a vision as to what it could be because of our placement around the country and other capital markets. And no one could believe what the capital costs were in a Los Angeles, a San Francisco, and a New York. And so there was a bargain here. And people took advantage of it.
We only have a couple minutes left, and I know Ken's got to go. So, Ken, I want to thank you so much for all that you've done for all of us here, for sticking on a little bit longer to tell us your experience that you have with Gene and Kirk and their team. Just one last little bit. If you were going to say something about the folks from Marcus & Millichap, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
I would say reputation and track record.
Okay. And I would assume that they have a good reputation and a good track record.
I'm sitting here with two guys, and I feel honored that I'm with them.
The honor's ours.
Yeah.
The honor's
and
ours.
You know, I mean, they came
Notice
in
they
and,
didn't say the guy over
well,
here,
let
right?
Let me say that. Great people.
That's respect, very, that's
respect,
very kind.
Respected in the industry, and they perform.
Well, gosh, I'm going to stop right there because I can't do any better than that. Well, I want to shake your hand, Ken. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you very much.
God bless you. When you start your book tour, I want to be your first stop. You tell that to your people. We'll make great content for you. You guys, can you stick with me and do another segment on Marcus?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to be back. We're going to find out what the Marcus guys think about the market, what's coming, what's going, what's hot, what's not. We'll be back after this. Ken Rosen is in the house. I love it. Back after this with great information you can use to make money right away. All right. Footloose, I'm cutting loose. I cut loose and I'm footloose. But when I'm not footloose, I'm usually driving. And when I'm driving, I'm always driving my Warren Henry. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you've got to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. And they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Let's get footloose.
Don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit. I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, do you need capital? Do you need to close by year end? Are you going, how am I going to do that? I'll tell you how you're going to do it. You're going to call me at 305-773-630. You're going to let me put my 35 years of experience in capitalizing real estate deals to work for you. Why? Because I can close a condo loan. I can close a jumbo, super jumbo, fabulous mortgage on your home. If you did a short sale, you think you're financeable? You're probably not. You're going to need a little help. Hey, are you a realtor? Do you got clients from Brazil, Colombia, Lebanon? That's right. I'm working with people from Lebanon, Nigeria, Argentina, Venezuela, Canada, Russia, the UK, Europe, Switzerland, even America. That's right, even America. So I do private loans. We do them with some of the banks in town. We can help you get what you need to meet your goals and achieve your dream. Because, you know, I'm all about self-actualization for the people that I do business with. So if you call me at 305-773-6300, and I'll go fast for the Miami Dolphins fans, 305-773-6300. If you're driving on I-95, that's how fast you're going. But if you're a Jets fan, I'll go slow for you, 305-773-6300. And you give me a call at 305-773-6300. I'll help you capitalize your residential or commercial deal. I can close it before the end of the year. I can get really creative because we're one of Florida's oldest private lenders. But the most important thing you got to know is that what you call 305-773-6300, you're calling me, but it's all about you.
880 The Biz. Time saver traffic.
Heavy delays on the Palmetto. We jammed up northbound between Flagler Street and 36. Stop traffic in that area. Also stop traffic on the Palmetto southbound from 74th towards 58th. The 112 slow westbound around 17th Avenue towards 19th Avenue. And 395 slow westbound between Biscayne and 95. We're also slow on the Julia Tuttle westbound between Alton and Biscayne. That's your South Florida traffic.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Okay, we're back. We're going to talk to my two friends that run Marcus and Millichap here in town. We're going to talk to Gene Berman and Kirk Felici. Kirk got his start as one of Gene's original proteges doing office sales over on Miami Beach. I remember when I first met Kirk. I remember when I first met Gene. But I really do remember when Marcus came to town and broke the mold on how investment sales were done. And today, all the firms have a private client group. And it's because of you and Harvey and all of the visionaries that came out of California. I hope you see Gene is smiling. So, Gene, you landed in Miami. What was the first thing that you wanted to do to build Marcus and Millichap in South Florida?
Well, they gave me a lot of leeway to plant the flag, and I started in a hotel room on 17th Street in Fort Lauderdale, and it was just me, myself, and I with a legal pad trying to figure it out, and I started calling other Marcus and Millichap agents within the company and telling me about the exciting opportunity that we had in front of us. And three fellows came out here.
Who?
To
Who
pioneer.
Came Who came down?
The oldest was a guy by the name of Arnie Zimmerman, who's now retired.
Okay.
Steve Marshall, again, he helped build the Encino office several years ago.
So he was the Encino man?
He was the Encino man. And then Evan Crystal.
Oh, Evan.
Evan Crystal was a pioneer of the office, and he came out and he rededicated himself, and he became one of the top agents in the company's
history.
The
Crystal team. Is that his son that works with him now? His brother? Who is it?
Actually, his youngest brother, Drew, works with Kirk in the Miami office.
Okay.
But
Evan, there were two of them up there. Mm-hmm.
Evan has become a top 10, 11 earning agent in the firm's history. And he's a senior vice president and highly regarded and really pioneered the idea which everybody takes for granted now, and that is the broker opinions of value.
Well, high five to him for that. Is that what he does when he goes for – he goes, let me give you –
So what happens is back in the day, people did not do this, and that was let's do a market opinion of value as to what you think your property's worth. And we'll come back within a reasonable period of time, hopefully within 3 to 5 days, and we'll outline a cash value approach as to what the property is worth and create a marketing plan as to what we would do this to expose it to the widest range of buyers in the marketplace. And he was a true believer, and he helped me leverage his skills into bringing other people on board and training those people into a proposal-based business. So with all the metrics that we look at on our dashboard in terms of running the company, for the people out there that are looking to get involved in commercial real estate, for us, the number one metric is proposal production.
Now, Kurt, I always tell people, you know, I mentor a lot of the folks from University of Florida, and mm-hmm. now it's become a lot of people kind of call me because they know that I'll open up my door and help them out. And I always say that real estate is a mentorship business.
Absolutely.
So tell me some of the things that you do to help mentor some of the brokers in your office to being some of the most successful in the country.
So there's four parts. So mentoring is one, managing, coaching, and then leadership. So the training side of it is really what we're known for, and to be able to bring someone from another discipline. You know, I have a veterinarian that's in my office. I have a former attorney in my office that so they come in with a clean slate, and we go through the metrics. Here's the market, here is the velocity, here's the stock, and then we pick a product type for that particular individual and then train them in regards to the nuances of that product type.
So if a student is, call them a senior at one of the universities, and maybe they want to get a graduate degree in real estate, do you have like an interim program where somebody can come in and interview or intern, or is it shadow somebody, or is it strictly hit the ground and go?
So the training program is to get them the background, the information to understand the industry. We now pair them with a mentor.
Okay.
So a senior agent, someone like an Evan Crystal or Drew Crystal in my office, who have the experience to be able to transact.
And who allow them to have some pipeline so they don't go broke waiting to make money.
There's
Sorry, but that's part of the game.
Absolutely. It's a long sales cycle. It takes a long time to develop a business. This is an entrepreneurial, you know, a career that people get involved in, and it takes a while to get it going. But they have, it's kind of like a triangle. So they have the mentor who is, you know, in the market with them on a day-to-day basis. They go to meetings and they work on, they have the manager, non-competing manager. So
hold it.
Yes.
Say that again, because that's some of the most important words you will ever say. I would never work for a firm where I would have to compete with the manager just because the manager can come in and take whatever they want. I would much rather have somebody who's there next to me, fighting with me.
You know, that's the brilliance of George Marcus. You know, so to take someone who has experience from the field and to be able to have someone who's looking over there, figuring out how they can move their career forward without being in their pocket in regards to sharing a deal.
I got to just say, Gene, you look so freaking proud. you are so proud.
I
got it.
Well,
Kirk, so proud of him.
Let me just say that Kirk came here, pioneered. He had a glass ceiling in a former sales career up in the Northeast. Came down here
not
with
a
wife and three kids. He'd make X
really
amount of money.
Fair.
Yeah, he came down and he researched us out. Well, we were not Ken Rosen said a lot of nice things about us now, but 20 years ago,
you
Kirk
were a
found
pretty
us.
Well kept secret.
Kirk found us, rolled up his sleeves, went to work, had a family at home, and put in the hours and made it happen, and continued to grow. When the opportunity for the Miami office opened and we did a sell split, and in August of 2005, he led that charge into Miami being one of the top offices of the company. But not only is he a non-competing manager, but he was a highly successful agent and transactional agent. So, you know, he walks the walk and he talks the talk. He knows what he's doing.
Well, you see, I have all these young kids and they come to me and they go, Jim, where should I start my career? And I said, well, it's different for every person. And I go, oh, that's somebody calling me for a mortgage. I'll have to tell them. I'll have to ask them if I can call them later. Now, and I will, I promise, because when you call me, it's all about you.
You.
Exactly. You got that. See, I'm pretty good.
That.
I'm not bad either.
You I might use that.
Well, what you really should do, I got that from Bruce Turkell. Bruce Turkell has a great book out that it's called It's All About Them. Great holiday gift for the manager who cares.
Mm-hmm.
Mwah. But I'm sorry. High five to you, Bruce. And Ken, if you're still listening, that's what it takes to be a best-selling author, because it's two different things. It's being an author, and then you got to be the best seller. But that's a topic for a different day. So we've only got a couple of minutes left. And what I really want to do is I want each one of you to put your stamp on this. I'd like to have first Kirk, because I want you to think deep.
All right.
Okay. I want first Kirk to tell me what the one good takeaway about Marcus is, and I'm not going to really hold you to this because I'm going to bring you back again, but we're having such a great time here right across the street. Mm-hmm. But what's the one thing that you want people to know about Marcus and Millichap?
Wow. One thing.
One thing.
It would be that we partner with our clients.
That's beautiful. So then with your clients, it's all about them. And yeah. you have what's the word I want to say, an alignment of interest, the fancy way to say it.
Absolutely.
Gene, you like your protege so far, huh?
Absolutely. You know, again, as I mentioned, there is a George Marcus. He's active as ever, and a Bill Millichap. And they're clear as to the North Star, which is the North Star. It's all about the client. But one of the things that I've spent, over 30 years in the business with Marcus and Millichap that I can say is the real estate business, which is an illiquid business, not everybody makes and keep promises. I pioneered and moved out here basically on the word of George and Bill. And as a company, even though we're public, we still run like a family company. And in my opinion, we make and keep promises better than anybody in the business.
Stop right there, because I've worked with a lot of the big companies, and the number one thing that you can depend on from a big company is that it's all about them. And it sounds to me like when you're at Marcus & Millichap, it's all about your clients, the brokers, and their clients, the owners of real estate.
If you do well for your clients, if you do well for the firm, you'll do well for yourself. And if you get that order straight at the beginning of your business career, in whatever endeavor you take on, you'll do well. So. Oh.
This is wonderful. Kirk, thank you so much. I could see why Alex is polished up like such a great apple and just does so great work. My friends, you've got some great guys. Alejandro, my personal guy that I brought to you guys. I love that kid. And Gene, thank you so much for being my personal friend for so many years. It's getting deep and hokey. So right now I'm going to go. We'll be back with more with Sandy Abbott. She makes my message. She helps me get my message out to tens of thousands of people each week. She's going to talk about how to build sales for your business with contact management marketing with Constant Contact. We'll be back after this. High five to Marcus & Millichap for keeping you guys around so long. Give me a little more of that music. It was making me feel good. Oh, yeah. All right. I'm ready to rock. Hey, you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage, and that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. And that's right, I am just everyday people.
I'm Frank Rodriguez, CCIM Miami President, specializing in multifamily and retail properties. I am a CCIM. Consider the three pillars of CCIM: networking, education, technology. If you aren't in the real estate industry, consider hiring a CCIM the next time you are looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property. To find out more, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Get out of here. Have a safe trip back to the office. It's a block away. The Marcus guys are leaving. Their office is in Blue Lagoon. It's like a block away. Kirk, thank you so much for getting Gene to cross the county line for me. All right. Now, hey, you know what? If you need a mortgage and you need to close by year end, not everybody can do that, but I can. That's right. If you call me, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300, I can help you close your mortgage on either your commercial or residential property. You go, why? Because I know the lenders know me, they trust me, I trust them. We all know who can do what, who can do, and who can't, and also, we have private lenders too. So those private lenders, we're one of the oldest private lenders in the state of Florida. I can get you a condo loan. If you're from Brazil, Colombia, I'm working with somebody from Lebanon right now, Nigeria, Kazakhstan, I've had them all. They all call and we can get them done. We can get you done. We can get your loan done. Hey, even if you're an American, maybe you did a short sale or have, you know, that hidden credit card bill that you were afraid to tell your spouse about that blew the credit rating. I can help you with that. It's a story. We tell stories. Close by year end, condo, non-resident foreign alien, short sale, private loans, home loans. Hey, even the sports guys, I can get them loans. You go, well, that's easy. Not really, because their income's lumpy and it's only partially guaranteed and they almost always have a bad credit score, but we help them too. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. That's right. Call me at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We're back for the final segment, and we've got a great cleanup hitter today, my good friend Sandy Abbott. Sandy comes around every year at this time of year and helps us tell our listeners how they can maximize their client list to bring in business. Sandy, welcome back.
Oh, thank you for having me. This was a fantastic show to see it live. And now I could see it live on Facebook, too. But to be here was really energizing.
Wasn't that great energy?
Yeah.
I mean,
he was just staring at you the whole time you were doing the show, like, where does he get this?
He's my old friend. I really love him. And Kirk is just a terrific guy. And this Ken Rosen, he's really the salt of the earth and truly is the bedrock of our community. But let's talk about how you can help some merchants bring in customers and ring the cash register during their most important time of the year. Now, let's talk about this. Okay. Sorry. I'm the one. Oh, Sandy, get closer to the mic.
I'm not. You can't hear me?
No. And you should put your headset on so you could hear Wanda tell you to get closer to the mic.
Hold on a second.
All right.
This is really wild doing it Facebook Live. I'm glad I wore makeup.
Yeah, you look great. You absolutely look great. Somebody's got a list. What do they do next?
Well, if you're starting out, the holidays are a great time to start because you don't have to go out with a promotional message right away. You can start with something soft. Normally, when somebody starts with email marketing, I always have them do an email introduction, which we did something similar for you. When you were going to start doing some different types of emails, just to let people know, because it's all about them, like you said.
No, right? People were thrilled. I don't think that anybody has ever asked them permission to send them an email before. I think their heads fell off.
So everybody should do that. In the holiday season, you can do it in a friendlier way by just sending out a holiday greeting, letting them know what you're planning for next year and wishing them, you know, a wonderful end of year. So it kind of wraps up everything together. I love to start an email marketing campaign at this time of year because it's all warm and fuzzy.
Yeah. So then if somebody is selling something and they want to bring in clients, maybe they're a store or a restaurant, a hotel, how can they drum up business with content marketing? What's the first step they should do?
Well, if they have not been doing, if they have not been doing email marketing, the first thing they need to do is get their list together. And people think they don't have contacts, but everybody has contacts. Especially if they're using something like Square for their point of sale, they always have an email.
They have back end data?
Yeah. The Square sends an email out. So they already have some contacts right there. You start with those. And then at this time of year, it is so easy to build your list. If you're selling, make sure that you collect that email.
All you need to do is have a little jar next to your cash register and go, leave your card in here. We're going to have a drawing for $5 gift certificate. It'll fill up in an hour.
Now, I have an even better way to do that. Everybody has a cell phone, right?
Yeah.
Text to join. They can add themselves to the list. You can do a drawing that way. And they end up right on your list without you having to enter the information. They can do it from their phone right on the spot. So let's say you're a restaurant, right? You can have a little tank card. And I did this for a client I got through your show.
See that? People do get business from my show. I mean, it's fabulous. I love it.
So we did a little tank card and we said, get a free cappuccino if you join our list. And they could do it right on the spot. They join by putting a certain code word to a short code, 22828. And they would show it to the waiter, and right there, they've already been added. They get their cappuccino, and it's all done.
Well, now I know what we're going to do with my Marlins tickets next year.
You can definitely do a giveaway for the holidays. I love the fact that when you do a giveaway, people sign up. They have to give you their email address to find out if they win or not. So that's a perfect way to add them
it's
to
your
list.
It's an opt-in. They're opting in then.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. So this time of year, if you are getting people in the door, you're getting more people than usual, it's a perfect opportunity to capitalize by making sure you collect that contact, whether it's point of sale, if you have e-commerce, making sure you collect the information when you go there, or like you said, even something as old-fashioned as putting a name in a hat.
Now, Sandy, if people want to get a hold of you, how do they add themselves to your list?
Well, they can text Expresso, Expresso, to 22828, and they get on my list.
Hold on. You went really fast. We got the Jets fans listening. I know we only got a couple minutes left, but go slow. This is the most important part because people like what you're saying. Now they need to get to you. How do they do that?
X P-R-E-S-S-O, to the number 22828. They'll put in their email address, and they will get a confirmation that they're on my list, and I will send them great tips and also workshops. I do free workshops, and they can attend those too.
You know, Sandy's the top constant contact person in the market. She does my email. It goes out to tens of thousands of people every week. And I want to thank you again, Sandy. What's the number one tip heading into the holidays that people need to know about their content marketing?
They have to get it done now. They have just 3 weeks to get it together so that when the holidays hit, they're already selling. The first day, of course, is Black Friday. Then you've got Small Business Saturday, great tip. If you're a merchant and you take American Express, Google American Express Small Business Saturday, and they have a great promotion that you can participate in.
Well, that's money right there. I want to thank Sandy for being one of our sponsors. I want to thank our other sponsors, the CCIMs, Kind Snacks. I want to thank the NFL Alumni Association, Social Media 305, the Miami Marlins, Lauren's Kids, Magnum Energy Solutions, Related Group, Spectrum, Mortgage, Warren Henry, Magnum, we talked about, NFL Alumni, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, Miami Marlins, the CCIMs, Kind Snacks, Expresso Marketing, Social Media 305, and Lawrence Kids. But the people I really want to thank is our listeners. It's our eighth year. Go to our Facebook page, like our show, tell your friends, email me at Jim at Freedom Business, and you'll get on the email list. Twitter at Jim Fried at Freedom Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Website, lots and lots of hits. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage probably tomorrow. This is Jim Fried for Freedom Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I think by now it's obvious I simply love doing this. That's right. So remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wanda!
See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
With stock and bond market uncertainty and conservative options such as CDs, money markets, and savings,